welcome to this Pick a Name podcast. Today we have a special guest, Margarita Rodriguez. Hello, Margarita.
Hi. I'm really happy to be here today, and I'm going to talk about women's work history. Despite we have made progress, evidence suggests that many women remain unable to achieve their goals. The gap in earnings between women and men, although smaller than it was years ago, is still significant. Women continue to be underrepresented in certain industries and occupations, and too many women struggle to combine aspirations for work and family. Further advancements have been hampered by barriers to equal opportunity and workplace rules and norms that fail to support a reasonable work-life balance. Women's labor history has been full of ups and downs, but essentially full of hardworking, strong, and committed women. First, I find it important to understand what was happening in that world in the 20th century. It was a really hard time for society, because during this period in history, the world fought two world wars. But how does this impact women's history? It is an important detail because of these historical moments, women had to completely change their daily lives and responsibilities and start doing much more work and try to do labors that they never thought possible. During the First World War, women were recruited into either voluntary or paid work in order to release men to be conscripted into the armed forces. The war effort also led to women being employed in roles that they being uniformly male, becoming bus conductors and bank clerks, window cleaners and gas fitters, and joining the police and fire services. In all, the employment rates of women of work increased during the First World War from 25% of the working age population in 1914 to between 35% and 46% in 1918. Recession hit the UK economy during the interwar years, despite employment benefit having been introduced through the national insurance. Women were not eligible to claim benefits. If they refused to take up domestic jobs, many women therefore went back to the domestic roles and they had carried out before the war. The interwar period was a significant regression for women in work. As the Second World War loomed, recruited drives and campaigns for women in the workplace began again. In the following year, every woman in Britain aged from 18 to 60 had to register and their family occupations were recorded. Each was interviewed and required to choose from a range of jobs. The National Service Act 1941 made a conscription of women into the workplace legal. At first, only single women in their 20s were called up. But within 2 years, almost 90% of single women and 80% of married women were employed in essential work for the war effect.
Margarita Guadalupe here. I have a question.
Yeah, tell me.
What role women played in the Second World War?
The women in the Second World War started working because men had to go to the war. So a lot of work needed to be done, and that's where the women started doing it. They started to work in industries, they started to work in agriculture, but also they had to take care of their homes, their babies, and yeah, it was a really hard time for them, but I believe it was a really important part of history.
Okay, thank you for the answer.
Equality laws help women in work. As jobs returned to begin strictly segregated by gender with routine, repetitive and care work are categorized as women's work. It follows that pay disparity continued. The gender pay gap was not limited to the working classes. A scheme was introduced in 1955 to establish equal rates of pay for men and women doing equal work in the non-industrial civil service. However, the role out of this took over 7 years, and there was controversy over what equal work meant. Women in the civil rights movement. Many women played important roles in the civil rights movement, from leading local civil rights organizations to serving as lawyers on school segregation lawsuits. Their efforts to lead the movement were often overshadowed by men, who still get more attention and credit for its success in popular historical narratives and commemorations. Many women experienced gender discrimination and sexual harassment with the movement and later turned towards the feminist movement in the 1970s. By the early 1990s, the labor force participation rate of prime working age women rose. Those between the ages of 25 and 54 reached just over 74%, compared with roughly 93% of prime working age men. By then, the share of women going into the traditional fields of teaching, nursing, social work, and clerical work declined, and more women were becoming doctors, lawyers, managers, and professors. Women that made a change in our society in the 20th century. Ari Wyatt. In 1953, Ari Wyatt was the first black woman to be elected vice president of a major labor union. She continued her career in labor advocacy, workers' rights, and gender equality as a founding member of the National Organization for Women and Equality of Labor Union Women. Because of her outstanding accomplishments in the fight for equal rights and equal pay, she was the first black woman to be named Times Person of the Year in 1975. Rosa Parks. Although Rosa Parks is perhaps best known for initiating the Montgomery bus boycott, her experience with the civil rights activism is much more expansive. Parks became a member of the Montgomery branch of the National Association for Advancement of Colored People. In 1943, Parks' work was not limited to the South. As a national figure in the civil rights movement, she traveled throughout the country to speak, attend rallies and marches, and organize meetings.
Hey, Margarita, Catalina here. I have a question. Why did you choose these two women to talk about?
I chose these women because I believe it's important to talk about the good that women have made in our society. And these two are an example of many other women that have made a big impact in our lives, and they need more recognition for it.
Hi, Eric here. I have a question. Do you think women leaders in labor and civil rights movements got enough recognition?
No, I believe a lot of history books or history classes don't talk enough about women. That's why I choose this topic, because I believe that women made a big impact in our lives, but they never got the recognition. And a lot of people don't even know all of the incredible acts or incredible situations that women were the responsible for. Now, what about the present? What are we fighting for? Women make up a vital part of the economic and social fabric that holds their communities together. Yet, their work is rarely valued at the same level as men's work. Much of this has to do with what opportunities are available to them. Women are disproportionately likely to be poor, undereducated, employed in low-wage or unpaid work, and subject to dismissal for getting married or having children. In many industries, female workers are systematically denied their rights to regular pay and regular working hours, equal pay for equal work, permanent contracts, safe and non-hazardous work environment, and freedom of association. Egregious abuses, including sexual violence, harassment, and forced pregnancy tests, are all too common. Moreover, the social status of women has not opened up at the same pace at which women have been brought into the workplace. They may have increasing opportunities at work, but they are prone to domestic violence and unequal expectations at home. It has become a mantra at development organizations, including the World Bank and United Nations, that investing in women is the best way to improve a rate of social concern, and that women's full participation in society is a critical factor in economic development. In conclusion, I want to explain what has happened in our history and why we as women need to keep fighting for our rights. Knowing this part of reality that sometimes is forgotten will bring back to life the memory of many of ours that have been silenced and banished from history books. I believe now our responsibility is with us and with our future. Inspired with our actions and testimonies, little girls that will need to stand up for their lives and ours.
Hi Margarita, Ruben here. How did women's roles in the civil rights and feminist movements highlight their achievements and challenges?
It was important because they showed to the world that they were strong and smart as much as men. They made a change and spoke for all the women that were silent.
It was great to have you here today, Margarita. I enjoyed a lot the information you shared with us, and it was so interesting to hear about all these women that have fought for their rights and equality. I hope everybody enjoyed this Speak a Name podcast episode, and see you in our next episode.
Thank you!